Mesechtes Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Yud Tes, 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis at the new Mishnah. And the Mishnah will discuss a scenario where there are two separate gardens. One garden is lower than the other. For example, there is a garden and then there's a cliff where there's a drop off of 10 feet. And then Shimon's garden starts at that point. And there is therefore a horizontal wall that separates between Reuven and Shimon's gardens. And the Mishnah states, Shteigina Zua Gabzu, where you have two gardens where one is on top of the other by Yerek Ben Tayim, and there were vegetables that were growing on this wall between the two gardens. Rameya says that since it's getting its yanika and it's getting its nutrients from the soil of the top garden, so therefore it belongs to the upper garden. And Rabbi Yehuda says that lemais is in the airspace of the bottom garden, and therefore these yerakos belong to the owner of the bottom garden. And Rashi explains by Yerek Ben Tayim b'skifas hagoy v'shazu gavoyim izu yeshumim oibitzolim, and they are garlic or onions that are growing from that area. And the Mishnah tells us, Amra Meir, Rameya says, Rav Yehuda, Emirta El Yelnika Chasafari in Kanyarek, that Lemaisa, if the person from the upper garden takes away his dirt, then the Yerukas wouldn't grow, and therefore certainly the Yerukas should belong to the owner of the upper garden. However, Amra Behuda, Rav Yehuda responds back to Rameya, Emirta Tachtan Lemaisa Skinase in Kanyarek, that if the owner of the lower garden fills up his garden with dirt, and he evens out the area of his garden to the area of the upper garden, then there wouldn't be this wall either, and therefore this airspace is actually allowing these onions and garlic to grow, and therefore the owner of the lower garden should have a right to these vegetables and to these yerakos. And the Mishnah continues, Amar Rameya, Rameya responds Rabbi Yehuda, Me'achash Shneim Yechayim Limchay Zeh Zeh, that since both the owner of the upper and the lower gardens have a valid taina on the other, so Royin Mehichin Yerak Zeh Chai, so we have to see that what gives life to these vegetables, and certainly it's from the soil, and therefore these onions and garlic belong to the owner of the upper garden. And as Rashi states, Amar Rameya, Me'achash Shneim Hayichay Limchay Zeh Zeh, Shlo Yehirak Zeh Kan, Elyon Lita Lafari, Va'atachtin Lomalis Kinasai, and therefore Royin Mehichin Yerak Zeh Chai, Me'mokm Shu Yoinik V'Godol, Lo Yinasai, so we will give it to the owner of the upper garden and not to the lower garden. And the Mishnah continues to bring the third Shita, Amar Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon holds, Kol She'al Yon Yach Lushar Es Yadav Lita L'Harei U'Shalai, that any vegetables that the owner of the upper garden can reach his hand down and grab, they would belong to him. However, Vashar Shel Tachtain, however, all the rest of the vegetables that the owner of the upper garden cannot reach would belong to the owner of the bottom garden. And Rashi holds that really Rav Shimon holds like Rameya, that these vegetables should really belong to the upper garden. And as Rashi says, Kedekam Rameya, Holo Me'afrahi Chaya, Vashar Shel Tachtain, Ve'elyon Hugufei Afkuri Mafgalu L'Gabei, that even though certainly the owner of the upper garden should own all of the vegetables, however, certainly the owner of the upper garden is mafka these vegetables to the lower garden. And as Rashi states, as the only way that he could get to these vegetables is by going into his neighbor's garden, and it's a gnai for him to ask for rishus, and therefore he's mafka to his neighbor. However, other rishonim actually argue on Rashi, and they say that Rav Shimon actually holds like Rav Yehuda, that really these vegetables should belong to the bottom garden. However, the owner of the bottom garden is meichel those peiros and those vegetables that the owner of the upper garden can reach, as otherwise it will cause machlekes, and he wants to stay away from machlekes with his neighbor. And a third explanation as to the Shita Rav Shimon is brought down, that since there's a shaila as to who this belongs to, therefore we make a pshara and we say achleku. And the Gemara begins, Amar Rav, Rav states, Bikare kuli amale pligi de alyan havi, that certainly benegay the roots of these vegetables, that all agree that it belongs to the owner of the upper garden, because lemaisa, that's in the soil that is underneath his garden, ki pligi binoifai. However, the only machlek is between Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Shimon, is benegay the branches that are hanging over the lower garden. As Rameya Sava Shadi Naifa Basa Ikrai, and Rameya hold that we look at where it's getting its nourishment from, and therefore the branches are tied to its roots. Rabbi Yehuda Sava Layamina Shadi Naifa Basa Ikrai, and Rabbi Yehuda argues with Rameya, and he holds that we don't look at the knife, Basa its Ikra, and we see that since the knife is over the airspace of the lower garden, therefore the lower garden has a right to these branches. And the Gemara continues, and the Mashalas Gurz Vitani Nami Gabi Mekachumemko Kihai Gavna, and we also learned a similar idea benegia dinam mekach memka. And as we will see in Taisus and Daf Kuf Yud Tesa Min Aleph, that the machlekes that we will bring between Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda in the following brisa is not an exact sushtel to the previous gemara, and therefore we're not gerus va'ozlo tamayu, and instead we should be gerus v'tani nami gabi mekach memka kai gavno. And it's only similar to the prior din, and it's not an exact comparison. And the Tanya, we learned to the brisa that if Reuben owned a piece of land and he sells Shimon one tree that's in his land, and then a shoot starts growing out of this tree and a new tree starts growing, so the shaila is, who does that tree belong to? And the brisa states, Ilan ha-yetzi min ha-gezu min ha-shroshin harei ilu shel balakaka divra meyo, that if there's a tree that grows out of the stump of a tree or from the actual roots of the tree, that belongs to the balakaka and not to the owner of this tree. And the brisa continues, Rabbi Yehuda imeh, Rabbi Yehuda argues with Rameo, and he says, min ha-gezu shel balakilon, that any growth that comes from the actual stump of the tree, that belongs to the Bala Ilan. However, min ha-shroshin shel balakaka, if the actual growth comes from the actual roots of the tree, then that still belongs to the balakaka, and he agrees to Rameo benegia any tree that grows from the shroshin. And Rashi explains, and af kufi tesamon aleph, v'hosam mefarish, and the Gemara Masechet Babasu, we explain, my gezu, my shroshin, was the chil between geza and shroshin. Geza kol shuroya p'nei chama, geza, those roots that are actually outside of the ground, and the sun shines on those roots, and shroshin are also roots, however, they're the roots that are beneath the ground, and they're not roya p'nei chama. And let us see the top Rashi, where Rashi explains the machlek is between Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, and the Brice is talking about a case of ilan ha-yetz min ha-geza, b'lekech ilan echo b'teich sadeh shechaveray. We're talking about a case where Shimon bought the rights to one tree in the sadeh of Reuven, the Kaimalam of Basra, that all agreed, the Divra Kol, Leikonakaka, that certainly Shimon is not clean of the Kaka, and therefore, Divra Kol, Ilan Kotten, Hayyotse, Minashroshin, if there's a small tree that starts growing from the roots that are under the ground, less Dina, less Dina, the Kaka Gamuri, then even Rabbi Huda agrees to Rameya, that certainly it's growing from the Kaka of Reuven, and therefore Reuven owns this tree, and Shimon has no rights to the tree. However, Rameya holds that even if the tree is growing from the Geza, it still belongs to the owner of the field, as Shadu Neifu Basa Ikrai, as he just stated. Rashi also explains that since it's an Ilan Achar, Ilan Menageza, Ilan Achrinu, that this growth is considered a separate and a new tree, and therefore Reuven has a right to this tree, and Shimon doesn't have a right to the tree. However, Rashi explains that certainly Rameya agrees that if the actual branches of the original tree get thicker, then certainly Shimon, who bought this tree, would have a right to these branches. Rashi says, Hasimu da daik lochi noches, that certainly that is why Shimon purchased this tree. She calls man she roy lasses pre he bekaka v'yisa ana fuperi. However, Rabbi Huda argues in Rameya, and in the case where this new tree and new growth is growing out from the geza, which is outside in the airspace, so we don't say shadi neifei basa ikrei, and therefore Rabbi Huda holds that the owner of the tree has a right to this new tree, and it doesn't belong to Reuven, who owns the sada. And Ayin Tap Tesis and Af Kufi Tesa Min Aleph, where he points out that even though it seems that this machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rameya is exactly like the machlekes we had between Rabbi Yehuda and Rameya in our Mishnah, however, Tesis says that even if Rabbi Yehuda would say benegia the case in the Braisa that a yetzim in the gezer shel balakaka lo yikshe klum, we would still not have a stereo between Rabbi Yehuda and the Braisa and Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, as shall we oimim barbiru shel balakaka v'gam yoinim kinakaka, as we could say in that case Rabbi Yehuda says that belongs to the balakaka because it's standing in the av of the balakaka and it's also receiving its nutrients from the balakaka. The das was that he's only selling him this tree, and the original deal was only for this tree and not for any new tree that grows from this tree. And as Tesis states, and therefore you can't compare the din of Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa to the din of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. And similarly, Taisus points out, even if he would say b'negei Braisa that this new tree belongs to the Bala Ilan, it would not be a steer to the din of Rameya in the Mishnah, as we would be able to explain that in the Braisa, Rameya hold that this new tree belongs to the Bala Ilan, just like the branches that grow every year belong to the Bala Ilan. And therefore, Taisus is bothered, Dalachir, what is the actual dimyan between this Braisa and the Mishnah, and how could the Gemara state, V'tani nami gabi mecha chomemko kai gavno? And therefore, Taisus says, V'hoda kobe kai gavno, hainu shim yapu rameya kan, koichishal balakako, tveim rabiuda kumayb masisin, that the similarity between the Braisa and the Mishnah is only regarding this point, and we see that Rameya holds that the koichishal balakako is stronger than what Rabbi Yehuda holds, just like we saw in the Mishnah, that Rameya held that where the actual growth is coming from is the determining factor, and he takes a stronger position than Rabbi Yehuda in that case as well. And the Gemara continues on Daf Kuf Yud Tesimanal, V'tani Nami Gabri Olu Kai Gavno, and we have a similar machlikas between Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda B'negeir Olu, as Ilon Ha'yetz Min HaGezer Min HaShrashin Chayeb Olu Div Rameya. Rameya holds that if a new tree grows out of the stump of a tree or grows out of the roots of the tree, then it's considered a brand new tree, and therefore for the next 3 years it's Chayeb Olu. And Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Min HaGezer Potter, Rabbi Yehuda says that if it grew from the Geza, then it's not considered a new tree, and therefore would be potter from Allah. However, min ha-shroshin chayiv, he agrees to Rameya that if it grew from the shroshin, then it would be chayiv ba'Allah. Rashi explains, chayiv ba'Allah, according to Rameya, the ilan hula atzmoy, the Geza samach ha-kako, b'teich shleisha ha-kako, v'af agav v'loy ma'ar mamish yonik, shadi noifei basa ikrai. Gemara continues, v'tzrichi, and we need both machleksin between Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda. Number one, the brice and af kufru tchesam ha-beiz, of ha-yetzim min ha-geza min ha-shroshin, ha-reil shabal and number two, the machlekes between Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda benegated din of Orla. And the Gemara explains the Iashmin and Kamaisa as if we would only see the first Braisa where Rabbi Yehuda says that any new growth that comes out of the Geza belongs to the Bala Ilon. So we would say, how come Rabbi Yehuda Mishunim Maina? So specifically over there, Rabbi Yehuda says that we're not going to be Machmer and we're going to say that it belongs to the Bala Ilon because it's a question of Mominus, Avagabal Orla, the Isura, but the Geir Ola, where's the question of Issa, maybe he would be Machmer and say that it'd still be Chayiv in Orla, and you can't compare a din of Mominus to a din of Issa, V'yitma Bahar, and if we would say the din of the Geir Ola, Bahar Kar Rameya, maybe over here Rameya was Machmer because it's Orla, and therefore he went L'chumra and he said that you have to give a dinim of Orla, Al Bahi, but maybe when the Geir din of Mominus, he would be Meir Rabbi Yehuda that would belong to the Bala Ilan, so Tzrichi, therefore we needed both of these Braisais. Let's just finish off the Taisis that we started. Diba Maschel v'Tani Nami Yigabe Mekach Hamemka Gai Gamna. That Taisis points out Alhachi Le'Ovet Zichusa B'Samach Ella All of Mekach Hamemka V'Leya Masisin. And since our Mishnah is not really the exact same din as the Braisais, therefore the Gemara did not bring a Tzrichasa B'Negei the Mishnah. And the Gemara just wanted to know why we had to have these two Braisais, one B'Negei Ola and one B'Negei Mekach Hamemka. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the third sheet of our Mishnah that Amar of Shimon Rav Shimon stated Kol She'Oni and Yochel. And the Gemara states, Amri Debei Rabbi Yannai, that they taught in Yeshiva Rabbi Yannai, or Vad Shalei Anais, that even though Rabbi Shimon stated any of the vegetables that the owner of the top garden can reach belong to the owner of the top garden, that it's only in a normal way that he's grabbing these vegetables and he's not forcing himself into a position that is dangerous for him. But if he's forcing himself into a position that he's leaning over that much into the other garden that he could fall and get hurt, then certainly he would not own those vegetables. And the Gemara continues, Boy Rav Anna v'item Rabbi Yemiya. Rav Anna asked the following question, and some say it was Rabbi Yemiya, Magila Neifei ve'im Magila Ikrai, or Magila Ikrai ve'im Magila Neifei Mai. And the Gemara ends off, Teku. And the Gemara Shaila is that let's say when Reuben leans over into the other garden that he can actually reach the branches, but he can't reach the roots, or in the opposite scenario where Reuben can actually reach the roots of the onions or the garlic, but he can't reach the actual branches. So Lefir Rav Shimon, would he be able to keep those onions or garlic, or not? And the Gemara ends off with a teku, and Rashi explains, how is it possible that you'll be magil ikroi ve'ina magil neifai, kagoin shenoit neifu lamata, that the leaves and the branches were hanging towards the bottom and not growing upwards, and therefore Reuben was only able to reach the roots of the onion or the garlic and not able to reach the actual vines or the leaves of the onion and garlic. And we learned that the Gemara actually had two different shailas, and there was no difference between magil neifai ve'ina magil ikroi or magil ikroi ve'ina magil neifai. However, the Gemara brings down from the Rambam and from the Rosh that they are only goyers the first shiloh of Magila Neifa ve'im Magila Ikrai. However, if it would be a case where Reuben could actually reach the roots, so even if Reuben can't reach the branches, certainly Reuben would be koina the actual onions and garlic. And as the Gemara says, that certainly there's no shiloh in that scenario, the Chai Gavda vayda nikra magia. And the Gemara continues, Amar Ephraim Safra, Talmidah Shor Rish Lakish, Meshum Rish Lakish, Halacha Krab Shimon, Ephraim, who was a Sefer, who was a Talmud Rish Lakish, said over in the name of Rish Lakish, that Halacha follows Rav Shimon, Amru Kamei Shvar Malka, and they said this memory of Ephraim Safra in front of Shvar Malka, and Amal Lahud, he said to them, Apirin Nemte, Rav Shimon, that I'm happy that the Halacha follows Rav Shimon. Rashi states, Chain Shalonu, that we give grace to Rav Shimon, and Rashi explains, who was Shvar Malka? Linir Shvar Malka Mamish, that we're talking about Shvar Malka himself, Umel Parasaya, and he was a Persian king, Ubaka Bedinim, and he was a Baki and Dinim, Vamru, the Hadar of Shimon, the Mastisa Kamei, and they said over this member of Shimon, the Kulsa of Omra, and he praised it and said, Apirin Namtil Rab Shimon, Yikavachay Meitanu al Davazeh, that I like his psak so much, and Rab Shimon should receive praise and receive grace from us. However, Ista Amri Shvar Malka Shmuel, and some say that Shvar Malka is referring to Shmuel, the Bechad Madukte Kari Lehachi, as we find many times that Shmuel is called Shvar Malka, and I don't like this pshat, the Mayamru, as what it would have mean that they said over this memra in front of Shvar Malka, Ilahad Rab Shimon, the Masisin, if they said over the dinner of Shimon or Mishnah, Atu Shmuel Loy Haviyadal al Masisin, do you think that Shmuel did not know over the Mishnah, Vilahad Ephraim Safra, and if they told over the memra of Ephraim Safra in the name of Rish Lakish, that the Allah follows Rab Shimon, Atu Ilam Rish Lakish, Allah Rab Shimon, Shmuel Milay Kim Bedini, Lemikl Sekar Rab Shimon, Ad the Shom Mishmed Rish Lakish, do we think that Shmuel didn't know how to paskin, and he wouldn't have paskin like Rab Shimon, if not for the fact Rish Lakish paskin like Rab Shimon, and therefore Rashi would rather his first pshat, that when we said Shvar Malka, we're actually talking about the king called Shvar Malka, who was a Persian king, and certainly he lived before Ephraim Safra, and before Rish Lakish, and therefore the Gemara says, Amru Kamei de Shvar Malka, it means that they said over the memory of Shimon, in front of Shvar Malka, and our guess it was, Amaluhu appearing Namtel of Shimon, however there is a Gesa, Amaluhu Havalei appearing Rish Lakish, and in Persian, the Lashon Apiria means that you should have strength, and it's like he said, Yashik and Yasha Chaylov, and it's also brought down that the Lashon Abhiriya is a Lashon Bracha from the Lashon of Ben Paris Yosef, Klaima Yifu Vyirbu Chachamun Avainim Kamaisai, that he gave a Bracha that there should be an increase in Chachamun Avainim, like Reish Lakish, Hadn Lach Abayas Valiga, Slikalam Mesech Bab Mitzia, Hadn Lach Abayas Valiga, Slikalam Mesech Bab Mitzia, Hadn Lach Abayas Valiga, Slikalam Mesech Bab Mitzia, and we will stop over here.